Just Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacles or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibilities.
Hello and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning in today before Halloween. This must be Halloween's Eve, kind of like All Souls' Eve, but not. Anyway, got a few announcements to make. If you're a regular listener to the show, then you already know this, but I have just released a new book called Dark Angels, An Insider's Guide to Ghosts, Spirits, and Attached Entities. And so if you're interested in getting more information about the book or purchasing a copy, you can go to www.darkangelsbook.com. And if you purchase the book in the next few days, you'll also get a number of free bonus gifts, which include a gift from our guest today, John Capello. Also, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in the Dallas area, there'll be the Haunting and Healing Conference at the Adolphus Hotel. Next weekend, actually, John and myself, why we are just so popular, me and John, will be speaking at the Hauntings, History, and Legends Conference in Jefferson, Texas. And if you are on the East Coast, and I think it's in Charlotte, North Carolina, there is another paranormal conference coming up next weekend, the 6th through 8th, the Paranormal Investigators Convention, hosted by Lightstream Productions. And so that's the Paranormal Investigators Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. So today we're going to be talking about talking to the dead. And to do that, John Capello is coming onto the show. So let me tell you a little bit about John, and we'll get him on. We're going to talk for a while, and then we will be opening up the phone lines to take your calls so you can get a reading. And maybe the dead want to talk back to you. So John Capello is a visionary, psychic, and medium, and has been in the metaphysical field for 12 years. He is a public speaker, holds monthly galleries, and is the founder of the Dallas Visionaries Meetup Group. John is in the process of writing a book about his metaphysical experiences and how he believes in psychic abilities work. So please welcome to Blog Talk Radio, or Just Energy Radio, John Capello. Hey, John, how's it going?
Hi, how are you, Rita?
I'm great. Thanks so much for coming on to the show today. You know, it's like I'm making those announcements, and I'm like, oh, yeah, me and John are going to be there. Oh, yeah, me and John are going to be there.
I wish you know, at other places as well. So it's always a pleasure to be working around you and with you.
So, John, if somebody met you, they would just think, you know, you're just like a regular guy. So how did you get into studying or being involved in metaphysics, and especially how did you begin your work as a medium talking to dead people?
Well, it really started around the time my father passed away in 1992. We had a building, or we had several buildings, and I had a lot of employees working for me at the time, and my employees told me they kept seeing this glow in one area of the buildings, And they truly felt it was my father. So I took a look at it and found some psychics, some mediums, and they verified that they believed it was my father's energy. And so we just started to push it. And I began taking classes. And as I noticed, I had a affinity to picking up energy and picking up impressions and seeing spirit. And so over the years, I have developed a practice, and I have a following now. I've actually been doing this 17 years. I practiced for 5 years just privately and with friends before I did anything publicly. But after I started doing it publicly, the work started to grow, and I started to develop a reputation, and I've stuck with it. So here I am today.
So that's your story, huh?
That's my story. And actually, you know, a lot of metaphysics involves relaxation and meditation, and I was in a really high-stress environment with the businesses that my father left me. And I really needed to work on some relaxation techniques. And as I did, so many things showed up. And the things I was communicating or to other people were correct. And I had a high level of accuracy, and I felt like I could do some good with it. So that's why I continued to pursue this work.
So when you receive information on intuitive levels, on psychic levels, on medium level, whatever word you want to pick, how do you get your information? Are you a clairvoyant? Do they actually talk to you on clairaudient levels? You know, in what way do you interact with the spirit world?
On all levels. It's amazing because I see spirit, I hear spirit, I notice their presence, I feel energy from them. There are times when I will pick up odors. I will pick up tastes from spirit. So I use all of the psychic senses to pick up energy or pick up information from those that have crossed over.
And I had a question. I know. So one of the questions that people ask me a lot, is, do you see ghosts all the time? Are they kind of around everywhere? You know, do they hang out in your bedroom at night? Or are you able to kind of turn it off when you want some privacy?
Well, they're always around. I can't just say I can turn them off. I may not pay attention to them, or I feel like I do have my privacy. I don't allow spirit or spirits to disrupt my ordinary life, but all I have to do is just tune into that part of my mind and connect with them. So it's for me, it's an easy process. Others tell me it's not easy for them, or they never do it, and you know, it's something that I've always had, so it's something that is very easy for me to do.
Yeah, and I will agree with you. I think people that have had situations where they've had like a near-death experience or some kind of trauma in life that opened them up have a lot more difficulty separating, blocking, not paying attention to, ignoring, you know. I make the comment, the word that I use, I just turn it off. I mean, it's not off, it's just...
You just don't pay
attention.
I put
little psychic glasses on. If I want to look, I put the glasses on. If I don't want to look, I take them off. You know?
Right. If you want to focus, you can focus. And you're absolutely correct about trauma. Trauma is... one of the most common ways when people get involved with metaphysics, and it could be a near-death experience, it could be the loss of a loved one, a divorce, it could be the loss of a job, an experience that alters a person's way of looking at things. And when they do, a lot of doors open for them, and they go, hey, wait a minute, there's another way here. And they start to notice things that they didn't before. So that's been my experience, especially when I teach my work to other people. One of the questions I'll ask them is why are you here? And they'll tell me of the loss of a husband or wife or a parent or even a child. So trauma has a lot to do with getting people involved with metaphysics.
So does it ever scare, you know, I always joke around, I'm part of a ghost hunting team, and I joke around that, you know, like the ghosts scare me, you know, even though I talk to them and it's like there are these people, but just, you know, that concept of, you know, I'm going into this haunted place and now I'm going to be scared. Do you find it scary or the thought of it scary? Because I think a lot of people, when they conjure up the idea of talking to dead people, that it's just, you know, blood and guts and kind of ghosty, scary stuff going on.
Well, no, they don't scare me. It's just I'm so used to them. I think that people are afraid of what they don't know. And the people that I bring in or I communicate with are generally a loved one. And if they're truly a loved one, they're not there to scare their family member. They're there to let them know that they're okay and let them know that that they're still with them. They're there to bring them comfort. They're not there to in any way bring harm. It's the negative spirits that are out there to me are not as frequent as people might think they are. I think Hollywood has a lot to do with that, and the sensationalism of having evil spirits or poltergeists out there is. You know, it's that time of year, but the vast majority of spirits that are out there are good and wholesome people that you've known and loved, you know, in your lifetime. That's been my experience.
Well, and I totally agree. You know, a lot of people have the belief that it's, you know, ghosts or spirits are only bad, but a lot of the times, you know who they are because they're friends or family members that are kind of coming around to sharing your happiness, to sharing your, you know, your sorrow, to let you know that they've crossed over to the other side, to let you know they're okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's correct. They don't die. They continue to live, and they peer into our lives. They know what we're doing. They're not there to control us. They certainly have their opinion. I tell people, I say, well, you know, if your Aunt Martha didn't like your husband in life, she probably doesn't like him in spirit either. But
so if the keys are missing, blame it on Aunt Martha.
his keys.
So I have to tell you that the phone lines are kind of going crazy already. And so why don't we talk a little bit about kind of the ground rules of how we're going to, you know, what your little sessions are going to be like, if there's any instructions you would like to give to the listeners, you know, do you want their name, do you want a question, do you not want a question, what do you need from the people listening that want to call in and get a little mini reading from you?
Well, of course, I would like their name because I do work off voice prints. Generally, a lot of information comes at that time. I can give them. I should be able to give them some information immediately. And if they have a question, then I'm open for questions as well. What if I had anything to ask them not to do would be to give me too much information. Allow the spirit to talk and allow me to repeat what they say. So that would probably be the only thing that I can say for listeners not to do is just not to give me too much information. But please verify it. I mean, don't go to the other extreme either, to where I'm you know, getting verification. So
do you want them? Let me ask this question. Do you want them to ask a question, or do you want to just see what you get at first?
I tell you what, I'm willing to take it any way they come. If they want to ask a question in the beginning, then that's fine. I don't want to put a lot of restrictions on the callers.
Okay.
It's just,
Okay, so everyone that's listening, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. If you could be short and sweet, because we are the phones are already going crazy, and we'd like to be able to get to everyone that has called in. And so, you know, just say you want John to tell you something, or if you have a question, state your question. And let's just be fair to everyone, one question per person, and we're going to move on. Sound fair, John?
Sounds fair to me.
Okay, so I'm going to take our first phone call. It is from the 319 area code. Hi, is this Ruth?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, Ruth, I was having a psychic moment. I said, oh, I bet this must be Ruth. Haha, just kidding. I knew it was her.
go ahead. I'm sorry, Rita. Go ahead.
No, so Ruth, did you want John to just see if he gets something for you, or did you have a question for him?
Well, that's a lot of things have happened to me. I didn't know exactly what you want.
Okay, well, Ruth, let me just give you some information and allow you to verify it.
Okay.
Have you had a recent loss of a husband or a man in your life?
Yes, my husband.
Okay, because this gentleman is coming in and he wants to tell you how much he loves you, and he just says that he knows that you've been under a great deal of stress lately. I feel like this may have been a little bit of a surprise for you, because you may not have known where everything was after he passed away, and you're having to kind of wade through a lot of issues that may have been left behind by your husband. Can you verify any of that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. He wants you to know that he doesn't want you to have a lot of stress on you right now. He says that help is on the way. Now, whether this is going to be through a son or an attorney or someone like that, he says that things are going to be sorted out. He says that he knows that he didn't necessarily leave everything in a clean package, but he wants you to know he is with you, and that he's going to help you as much as he can to get things sorted out. Now, Ruth, do you have a daughter?
Yes, I have three daughters.
Okay, well, one of the daughters is there especially to help you. Is one of them living with you or visit you quite often?
No, she lives in Texas, so she can't.
Okay, but is she calling you all the time?
She calls about once a month.
Okay. Well, because one of your daughters especially is concerned about you and will be there to help you if you need her. Do you have anyone, is there a man around you or someone around you that is helping you with your day-to-day stuff where you live?
No.
No? Okay. Because it feels like there's a man that's going to be coming around, and I'm going to go ahead and predict that, because this gentleman is going to help you get some things sorted out. Ruth, I'm sorry you're alone, and I'm sorry that you haven't had the help that you've needed so far, but I do want you to know that it is coming, okay?
Yeah. Is he telling you this?
He's telling me this, yes.
Oh, he is?
Now, did he have a heart attack? But he had an illness, but there was a heart attack, or there was something sudden about the way he passed.
Oh, he had Alzheimer's.
He had Alzheimer's,
yes.
But okay.
Yes.
But so that was the disease that he had. But
yes.
When he passed, did he just kind of have a shortness of breath, or can you?
Breath.
Okay, because it just seems like his heart finally gave out on him. So that's those are the things that I'm seeing. So do you have any other questions?
No, not really. I just was. What you gave me was really, really helped a lot, you know.
Well, good. Well, I hope so. Well, because I do feel like there is going to be someone that is going to be coming to help you. So so please look for that. And if that person didn't come right away, you know, seek some help, because I do think that you're going to find people that are going to help you get through the difficulties. Now, are you planning to move soon?
No.
Okay, there may be a move coming up for you, so look for that. But because I think that there may be a need to to have you around more people. Are you in a assisted living now, or you live by yourself?
I'm by myself in the home.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to get you to leave your home, but I'm just saying that there's energy around you to have you make a move and be around some more people, because I'd like to see you around some more people. Okay?
Yeah, okay, well, Ruth?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, well,
thanks for
calling. Thank you very much, Ruth.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that was pretty cool. Okay, so now we're going to take a call from the 310 area code. They had called in before the show even started. So we're going to take that.
All right.
Okay. 310 area code. Hi, you're live on Just Energy Radio. This is Dr. Rita. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. So, John, do you have anything for Vince without him asking a question?
Vince, has there been some relationship issues around you recently?
Not that I know of.
Because I don't know, it just feels like there's been some issue around a lady with you and possibly some business concerns that are around you. Can you verify either one of those?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, my wife has breast cancer, and she also suffers from lupus. And the other thing is, there's another lady that she's an agent, and she just signed me to a contract. She's 79 years old, and it's funny that she came around because I had an agent last year that was around 79, 80 years old, and she passed away.
Okay. Well, the energy I'm picking up is not about someone passing away, and the reason why I said relationship issues with a woman is because I feel like you're doing the best you can to be there for your wife, but it's very stressful for you too, because of course you don't want your wife to be ill,
right.
And so I feel like you may be torn between your career and wanting to be there for your wife, because I feel like you do love her very much. There's a little bit your wife is, of course, doing the best she can with these illnesses, but she feels bad because she feels like she's, in a way, holding you back, too. So there may be some need to reassure her that you're okay and that you want to be there with her. Now, with this 79-year-old lady that just signed to be your agent,
right.
There's a lot of energy around her. She's a fireball. that's the energy I have. She's kind of a go-getter. Can you verify that?
You said she's a go-getter?
Yeah, go-getter. Yeah,
she is.
Now, are you an actor, or are you in some type of entertainment field?
I am in the acting industry, and I was thinking about getting back into doing stand-up, the comedy as well.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing. Have you ever been in some kind of act where you had to wear a costume?
There's been a couple.
Okay. All right. Because there's something that, like in your formative years, you have may have done some stuff that required a costume.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your stand-up work is concerned, I think you should get started with that, because I think you need to work on you. And I'm not criticizing you, because everybody's got to work on their routine. They got to work on the act. I think there are things that you want to test. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that there are things that need to be tested with the stand-up routine. I also think that you should not turn down any kind of commercial or any kind of acting. Okay.
Yeah.
Because anything that comes up, I think you should grab. Because I also think that you've had a little bit of self-doubt around you in that area, but you shouldn't, because I do feel like you have a lot of talent around you, I can't say you'll be as famous as a Jack Nicholson or something like that, but I do think that you do very well with bit parts. or certain types of characters. Okay, can you verify that?
Yeah, I've been told I have a very character look.
Okay, you have a certain kind of character that you play, and you're very good at that. For instance, some people are, you look at them and go, that's a policeman, you know. Or you look at some people and you go, oh, that guy, you know, he's a psychiatrist, or that guy's a priest or something. So you have that kind of look, and I think you need to take full advantage of that.
Okay.
Did I answer your questions?
Yeah, there is one question that I do have. Do you see anything of the two lawsuits against the same company that I have going on right now?
Okay, you have two lawsuits against one company or two?
One company.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you initially what happened. What I'm seeing is that they may come to you and say, if you settle one with very little, they'll give you more with the other.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because what's happened is we were supposed to go for, we have an arbitration hearing set for the middle of April. And my lawyer basically told me that he doesn't feel I could win, and I told him he's wrong because I have evidence and I have witnesses. So what he wants to do is exchange the arbitration for a mediation hearing in December. And I already told him what I want to settle with, that I would just want two things. I want I want a certain amount is what I told him, there was something else I can't remember, but anyway, I do want to one certain amount to walk away.
Well, okay. What I think mediation is the right way to go. I do think that you are going to get money from this. I'm optimistic. I mean, I think that attorneys might just be trying to get you. You know, prepared for a loss, but I don't think you're going to lose this. I think that I think you do have evidence, and I do think that there is money there for you. So, I'm just going to turn to your wife for a moment about her health. I think that now you said she has breast cancer.
She has breast cancer, and she has lupus. And
lupus. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Once again, I don't want to give you false hope, but I do think that this breast cancer is going to get under control, and I think the lupus is something she's just going to have to manage and live with.
Right.
But I do think that the breast cancer is something that she's going to get under control, if it's not already under control.
Okay.
So I'm very optimistic about that as well. Now I hope I'm right, but I just feel like she's a very good lady. I just feel like she's good soul.
Yeah, she is. As a matter of fact, she's a walking earth angel. I mean, she's kind to everything and everyone, and we're both very much into saving animals and caring for animals and whatnot. You know, we do our best as we can. In fact, we have one cat. We have two cats, but one of them that we took in homeless. She has diabetes, and so it's a struggle.
Let me just tell you this about you helping animals is just wonderful. But right now, the animals that you attract are going to help her heal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so too. Okay.
And so that's good.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And you have
important.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Wow, this is just fascinating. And, you know, this is just so cool because I'm not doing anything. Oh, what a change.
I'm not either.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, usually when I'm on shows and we open up the phone lines, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, here, John, just handle it. You know, I'll go make a mint julep or something. So I'm here and I'm just, I need to go to a commercial break. But before I go to break, I'm going to say, Mom, I see that you have called in. So if you would like to ask a question or would like a reading, hit the number 1 on your phone and we will pick you up on the other side of the break. So, she's there. It's Halloween. We're doing readings. She can get one. So remember, hit number one. I'll pick up the phone call, and then I won't hang up on you, I promise. But there's music, which means we got to go to break. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio. We're talking to John Capello. His website is johncapello.com, and we'll be doing more readings when we come back from the break. So stay tuned to these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Sensitive to energy? Want to explore the world beyond the five senses? Looking for a new career as an alternative healthcare practitioner? Then the Institute of Applied Energetics, Medical Intuition, and Energy Medicine Training Programs may be right for you. Our comprehensive curriculum provides students with a deep understanding of how to detect, evaluate, and transform the subtle body, as well as techniques for correcting energetic imbalances that may underscore a person's ability to experience radiant health. So if you are sensitive to energy, contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Visit www.appliedenergeticsinstitute.com and start your new career today.
Crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at SoulHealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationship, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit SoulHealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Before we get back to the show, I want to thank all of you for tuning into Just Energy Radio this evening. Many of the people I've helped over the years were listeners just like you. If you're at a junction in your life, don't stand alone at this important time. Call me or send me an email. We can set up a private consultation so that you too can experience wholeness in your life. To find out more about the services I offer, visit soulhealer.com.
Now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hello and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise and we're talking to John Capello and he's talking to dead people. It's Halloween. I can do it. Anyway.
Sure.
If you'd like to call in and get some insights or get some communication from a loved one who has passed, the call-in number is 646-200-0698. That's 646-200-0698. And woohoo! She pushed the number one button. It's a magic. Hello, 845 area code. This is Dr. Rita. Hey, Mom.
Oh, it's a miracle.
So did you have a question, or did you just want John to give you a reading?
No, I have a question.
Okay.
Doctor, hello. My name is Carmen.
Hi.
Hi. Have you ever had any problem with people that you've given readings to, and then they have they've become despondent, or you know, it hasn't met their needs.
Rita, can you repeat that? Because I didn't get all of that.
Sure. Have you ever done a reading for someone where they became despondent, or the information you provided didn't really meet their needs?
Well,
if you'd like me, she asks hard questions. Sorry.
Well, absolutely. And I'll give you a prime example. I gave a reading once to a young lady that was in a relationship, and I told her a lot of things that she didn't want to hear. And because I give you information that I received, and she emailed me back, and she after the reading, and she told me that she was very disappointed, and that she was very upset with the information that I gave her. And so I told her that I was sorry. I was just giving her what came to me. And that was about 2 years ago. And she came back recently, and she told me, she said that, you know, I was pretty upset with the reading that you gave me. But everything you said was 100% correct. And she said that everything you had told me about my boyfriend and everything you had said to me was true. And because I told her that I thought that the two of them were going to get married, and then for some reason she was apprehensive about that at the time, because her boyfriend had said absolutely no, under no circumstances was he going to get married. And so I did tell her that this was going to happen, and it did, and she has a beautiful baby girl now, and she's very happy. So I was pleased that that turned out. But what happens is that when you give a reading, you don't necessarily tell people what they want to hear. You tell them what information is received. So there is going to be those times when people are going to leave and become despondent because of the information that's received. So that's just one example, I can't, of course, make guarantees that everything that I say is going to be correct. A lot of times it's simply the matter of interpreting the information. I can misinterpret information at times. Sometimes the exact opposite happens from what I say, but those times are not as not that common. So, in any business or any profession, you just do the best that you can, and you be honest at all times with your clients, and that's what I try to be.
Well, thank
so I hope
you
I
very
answered
much.
Your question. Okay. Well, thank you.
So you don't want to see if there's any, like, dead people hanging around you or anything?
No, I'm listening to, I'm watching Dr. Oz and you at the same time.
Okay. Well, I will put you back on mute. All right.
Okay.
Love you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Halloween.
Bye. You
okay,
too.
Okay, happy Halloween. Okay, well, I didn't hear the last part of what she said. I'm sorry. What did she
She was watching TV and listening to the show at the same time. So she didn't want a reading because, you know, she was busy.
Oh, okay. Well,
Only my family. Okay. So are you ready for another call?
Sure. Unless you want to talk, it's just up to you.
No, I want to at least give everybody their fair share. So we have 214 area code. Hello, this is Dr. Rita. You're live on Just Energy Radio. What's your first name?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Rita. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
So did you want a reading from John or have a question or how can we
Yes, help? Basically, I have heard some wonderful things about him and would love to have a reading from him. I'm very indecisive about a number of things in my life, and I'm sure anything he could offer would be very much appreciated.
Okay. Cindy, are you into art or anything like that, or is there something about art around you?
No, I'm interested in going into photography, but I have not done that yet.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm seeing pictures, so I guess, see that just goes back to the last caller, you know, getting the energy but misinterpreting what it was, and that's a prime example right there, because I'm seeing pictures and I'm seeing you looking over pictures and probably looking over detail or something of that nature. So that may be the photography that you're interested in doing. Now, are you interested in starting your own business? Is that what you're trying to decide?
No, I'm trying to decide actually whether to stay at where I am working presently or whether to relocate, either to another place of business or to relocate to another part of the country.
Okay. This has been going on for a little while now. I don't think you're going to stay where you are, okay? And I'm not sure you have an idea of exactly where you want to go in the country just yet, but there is energy around you about wanting to leave the area, okay? So I feel like if you find employment outside of where you're living now, then you will move on.
That's what
I'm getting because for some reason I feel like there is a little bit of you feel like things are stale. You don't feel like you're getting ahead. You feel like you're not getting all of you're not fulfilling yourself. You're not reaching your highest potential. Is that correct?
That is perfect. I mean, that is so right on the target. It's amazing. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it just seems like that's where you're going right now. But you're also a pretty methodical person. Mm-hmm. You don't like to make impulsive decisions. You're a person that likes to weigh the facts. Mm-hmm. And then after you weigh the facts, then you go with your feelings.
Exactly. Yes. So. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That is very helpful.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Okay. For calling in.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so now we have another caller. Hello, 845 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
So did you want a reading from John?
That
or
would be great.
Or did you
have
a question? Okay.
That
What's your name, caller?
Okay. My name is Linda.
Okay, Linda, do you have a father in spirit?
No.
Is your father's a man around you in spirit? Might be a grandfather.
Okay.
Also, Linda, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have two or three children?
I have three. But one,
three
one
children.
Is
one,
one is in
one
spirit.
In spirit. Okay. So that's why they told me two, three, because one's in spirit. Okay.
Okay.
Did this child die as a child, as a baby, or was this a little bit older child?
As a teenager.
As a teenager, okay.
Yeah.
So it seems like, there may have been an accident, a wreck here or something. Was there any kind of accident here?
No.
Okay. Because it just seems like there was this tragedy, okay, a tragedy.
Okay.
So and maybe I'm seeing a hospital room or something. Was there a hospital involved or something? Because I'm trying to get
She was in the hospital a year ago. She was in critical condition for about 2 months.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of chrome and I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I don't know if there was any. Was there ever any surgery then around her?
Years ago, she was a disabled child.
Okay, well,
so
that's
years
why,
ago
you
she
know,
had surgery.
That's why, you know, I was wondering as a child, young person that's in spirit. And this was a daughter then. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your daughter may have had problems all during her life with some health issues, did she? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so did she have trouble walking?
Yes. She was in a wheelchair.
Okay. Okay. That's another reason why I said accident, because it just and I'm not, please forgive me, I'm not laughing or anything. It just seems like there's just something there that right there at the end, it just seemed like everything started to go wrong. I want you to know I'm very sorry for your loss because I feel like your daughter was a very, very sweet person, a sweet young lady. And your father is here because your father wants you to know that she's doing okay. And that he wants, I mean, this is your grandfather. Your grandfather seemed to be a pretty strong man. Was he physically strong?
I don't know that he was necessarily physically strong. He wasn't weak. I you know, average.
Okay. The reason why is because he's showing me his muscles. That he has the strength. What he's trying to tell me is he has the strength to help your daughter. You know, because I don't know if growing up you ever had to pick her up and move her. Okay.
I did.
Okay, because he says it took a lot of physical strength to have your daughter around. Okay.
Yes.
And so. Yes. He says that he says he's got the strength to move her around. He's got the strength to take care of her needs. You know, of course, she's in spirit now, and she doesn't have the same needs as she did in life. Your daughter is telling me that she wants to thank you for reading to her. Did you like to read to her when she was a baby?
I read to her all the time.
Yes. Okay. She says that she will always remember that, and she says that the angels are looking out for you. She says that you did so much good for me, and you did so much so many wonderful things that you are being remembered. She says also she wants to thank you for keeping things quiet around her. Okay, so I don't know if the other children were making noise, stuff like that, and you made sure that her room was quiet. But she says that when she was sick or not feeling well, you always made sure that there was quiet there. Is that right?
Okay.
It's
hard to know. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's because she says you made things quiet. Also, she's talking about some dolls. Did she have some dolls that she was very close to?
Dolls. No.
Or stuffed animals or anything like that?
No. No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, she's showing me something about clinging to something. I don't know what that is. It looks like there's something that she was clinging to. So those are the things that I'm seeing. Now, what part of the country are you in?
What was that?
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in the Northeast.
You're in the Northeast. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was this like MS or cerebral palsy, or what type of disease?
She had severe CP, and she was mentally retarded.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm surprised that you can't take her holding something, okay, because it just seems like you can't take that at all?
No.
Because she seemed to always have her hands to her chest or something. I don't know why I'm seeing that. She liked to, or did she... people or what? Very strong energy.
Wow.
Had her hands to her chest.
I think that was just her spazzing. You know, her arms were always twisted up into her chest. Maybe that's what you see. That was her physical presence. Her arms were, you know, twisted up and out. Like from the elbow up and the hands out.
I think we just lost him.
That's funny. She disconnected us. Shut up.
That's right. He's like, he's not hitting. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the air. That's awful. Anyway, well, I'm going to let you go because I need to call him back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to call John. I have not done this before on air, and so hopefully this isn't going to mess everything up. Ring, ring. I wonder if it's going to ring on air.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Hi, I lost you. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, sometimes when I've had shows where we talk about entities or ghosts, the computers all go crazy. And that was my sister. It's a family day today for me. And her daughter, Rebecca, her arms she never held on to anything because her arms were always in very tight to her chest. And so you were hitting on that. And I think she got embarrassed by us talking about her, and she hung you up. That was my hit. I was like, oh, thanks, Rebecca.
Well, was it correct then? Or you,
yeah.
I mean, you knew your... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, you were hitting, but she never held things because she was always, you know, her arms were always pulled in. You know, she never reached out and grabbed anything, really. They were always kind of tucked in as if she was holding something, but she wasn't. Anyway,
okay.
We have 10 minutes left. There's one more person with their little hand up on here, so let's get them, and then we can – so we have about 5 minutes, and then we can talk about your meetup group and some other stuff, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, this is the 813 area code. Hello, you're live on Just Energy Radio. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Do you have a question for John, or did you want him to just take a look and see who's hanging around you?
Yeah, sure. I would love for him just to take a look and see who's hanging around.
Okay, your name is Debbie?
Yes.
Okay, Debbie, you're a people person. You like to be around people. Do you do a lot of networking, or do you have a lot of handshaking? Do you have a lot of friends?
Yes.
Okay,
a lot.
All right. Okay, it just seems like do you entertain quite often?
Yes.
Because it seems like there's a lot of parties around you. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
Okay. Definitely. Okay. I feel like you're a focal point, meaning that a lot of people come to you and they like your energy because you're so positive. Okay. Also, I think that you're a pretty spiritual person. I think that in your quiet moments, you're very spiritual. So it wouldn't surprise me if you told me you were a little bit religious at times. Also, are there a lot of Latin people around you, Cuban or other Spanish-speaking people?
Well, I just gained a friend at my job who's actually Spanish, so...
Okay. What part of the country are you calling from?
From Florida.
You're calling from Florida? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Miami?
Well, that kind of like fits with the Latin and Cuban people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm in Tampa, but I'm from West Palm, which is, you know, close to Miami, definitely.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, I don't know. So I'm just seeing those sorts of things. Do you have any particular questions or anything? Now, are you currently married?
Yes, I am married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I like your husband. I think he's a nice man. I think that you know, I see that he is he's a good person.
Yeah.
Okay, we just lost John. You know, whenever we have shows where we talk about ghosts and entities, it's like the computer just goes haywire and the phones hang up, and it's just kind of nutsy. Okay, I see him right there. Hello? Oop. Hello?
I'm sick.
Well, Rita, I don't know what's going on.
I'm telling you, it's them spooks.
It's those
the
spooks,
gremlins.
Yeah.
You know, once they start messing around with stuff, I start calling them gremlins. It's like, oh, the gremlins got us again. So we still have Debbie on the line. So can you hear Debbie?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
I can.
Okay, good.
Hi, Debbie. Do you have animals? Do you have pets around you? Or are you an animal person?
Yes, I am. I have a dog.
You have a dog, because I think you're very close to this dog. It's almost like you have a telepathy or a lot of communication with this dog. Is that right?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
All right. Okay, well, do you have any other questions, or do you want me to continue? Or
Yes, I would love to. I mean, I would love for you to. If you see anybody, you know, around me specifically, maybe.
Because it's about 5 minutes to, John, just to let you know. or not.
Uh-oh. Is it me?
You're haunted, Debbie. You're haunted. Well, I'm going to let you go because
okay,
we're kind
well,
of wrapping up
you.
This hour. Thank you very much, and
thank
thanks
you.
For calling
have
in.
Thank
have
you.
Have a happy Halloween.
Woo. Thank you, you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now it's just you and me, and we're going to try to call John one more time and see if he's going to answer. What a crazy show. Oh, my God.
Wow, this is interesting, isn't it?
Like I said, I had Carol Ann Monroe on, and we were talking about attached entities. And actually, here's a little plug. If you purchase the book, one of the things that you get is an interview that I did with her about attached entities. And throughout the show, my computer kept shutting down. I kept losing my connection. And literally, you know, on the, like, window speak microphone thing where you can turn your volume up and down for your speakers or headphones?
Yeah.
Every time I'd go to talk, the button would, the slider thing would slide down. And so I'm sitting there like holding the mouse over the slider thinking that's going to keep it in one place.
Hmm.
The entire
show. Definitely some intervention here because it's not my phone. I know when it's my phone is messing up, but it's not my phone. So this is something that is extraordinary that's doing this. So
okay,
I'm sorry.
So, we have a couple of minutes left, and so did you want to talk about, like, your meetup group or anything that you have coming up in the near future? Or not. Okay. Well, I'll make the announcements for him. If you live in the Dallas area, John does galleries for people interested in getting messages from spirit or that have readings or to get readings. He also does private consultations with people. I'm not 100% sure if he does work by phone, but I'm sure you can find out. His website, again, is johncapello.com, and you spell that John and then the last name is C-A-P-P-E. L-L-O, that's John Capello, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-O.com, and you can get information about what he has coming up, about his sessions, and whether you can get a session from him long distance. And so we are going to go and take a quick break, and we'll be back with our next guest, Jody Breckenridge, and we're going to be talking about ghost stories. We'll be back. Oh, yeah, the music has to come up. Woo, all these spirit things, and then you need the music. Oh, yeah, that part. There it is. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Dr. Ree Louise will return right after these messages.
Go deep inside yourself and venture into the realm of the unconscious mind with my Meditating on the Kabbalah guided imagery audio CDs. Discover who you are and what you want in life. Meditating on the Kabbalah can help you to open, clear, and revitalize the energetic pathways of your subtle being.
Hello, hello.
They will support you in your spiritual quest by helping you to access the profound insights and inner guidance you need as you work in alignment with your highest good. Let them help you to release negative thoughts and emotions and clear away any limitations that may be keeping you from experiencing your full potential. Walk down the path to health, healing, understanding, and enlightenment with Meditating on the Kabbalah. Order your copy today at www.soulhealer.com. That's right, that's www.soulhealer.com. Balance in all things is critical to maintaining health. In the hectic drive of today's world, many of us forget to take care of our most important asset, ourselves. At productsforthesoul.com, we want to support your effort to nurture yourself. We offer a wide variety of herbs, supplements, and high-quality, ready-to-eat, all-natural foods. We even have guilt-free chocolates. Best of all, our products are delivered straight to your door. It's time to start loving yourself. Visit productsforthesoul.com and start loving yourself today.
You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.